Storm Isha has brought heavy rainfall and winds, with many homes across the UK and Ireland still without power. Trains have been affected, with services in Scotland suspended. Many flights have also been delayed or cancelled. Graham McCall from Dublin Airport.
Much better today. The winds have dropped, and thankfully the direction of the wind has changed. So we've now got a westerly wind which suits our runways. So not expecting too much more disruption today, although there are 29 cancelled flights so far this morning.
Meanwhile, another named storm is arriving in the UK tomorrow. Storm Jocelyn is forecast to bring strong winds and heavy rain and tomorrow and into Wednesday. Dozens of family members of the hostages being held in Gaza have stormed the Israeli parliament, demanding the release of their relatives. While they're dying there, protesters have also set up tents blocking the entrance to the Israeli parliament. Dozens of scarecrows have been put up outside the Houses of Parliament in a protest by farmers. MPs are debating reforms to supply chains after more than 110,000 people signed a petition demanding they're made fairer. US safety regulators are recommending checks on another type of Boeing plane following the decision to ground the 737 MAX 9 aircraft. Earlier this month, an unused cabin door blew out during an Alaska Airlines flight. And Reese Witherspoon has been defending herself from a strong reaction online after she posted herself making a frozen drink. Snow collected outside her home. The reaction was mixed, apparently because ice crystals can absorb particles in the atmosphere, including pollutants. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today after the storm. It's still quite blowy out there and it's making it feel a little bit colder than it has. It's 11 degrees, but it feels about 6 degrees with the gusty winds. Now, they're saying there could be winds of 40 mile an hour between now and 1 o'clock. Looking a little bit windy out there, but I can't really tell if it's that windy or not. It's going down to about 20 mile an hour after that, and there is some sunshine coming through. The overnight temperatures are going down to about 5 degrees, so not as cold as it has been lately. And tomorrow you can be expecting a few showers and some rain. Yeah, rain and showers is the same thing, Michelle, at 13 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Yeah, there's nothing like rain and showers. I love that. Rain and showers. There we go. What I meant, I do get, well, I'm not somebody, I don't know too much about the weather. I just read my little weather reports. Good morning to my sister Denise. She said, I have a tissue box. I've lost my voice. Some might say that is a good thing. She's looking very well. I was saying to her, the picture I got taken by Pete. I've just uploaded a picture of myself that I got taken about a year ago by Pete from the Condrex. It's a lovely picture. And when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. It's me singing. And in front of me is the microphone arm, which covers up my double chin really nicely. So my sister says, sent a picture of herself with a tissue box. And that's covering up her double chin. It's amazing. I think if you've got a double chin, all you need to do is a tissue box or a microphone handy. You'd be fine. Girls don't care about it, or boys don't care about it anymore. It used to be a big deal, but there are so many bigger people now on all the social media that just say, be yourself, and you have to be. You do have to be. If you thought about other people's opinion of you, you'd never do anything at all, especially with singing, because, you know, it's if you're up on stage, if you're good at what you do and you enjoy it, who cares? Who cares, really? It's only vanity, really, for me, I think. A little bit, you know, a little bit vain. I can't help it, but I just, you know, that's probably the only thing I'd have done. But you know what? I was looking actually at my face the other day because I was recording something. I thought, you know, I wonder what it looked like if I had bigger lips, if they were bigger. Would that make a difference? And I thought, oh no. Do you know what? The pain. I don't think I could stand it. The thing is, if they start injecting your mouth and they normally start on one side and you go, I'm not really that keen. You have to have the other side done. Otherwise, you're going to be mismatched. So I don't know. It just looks really... I don't care if they put numbing cream on or anything else. To have it, you know, it isn't just one injection. They just do injection after injection after injection to build up the lip. And then sometimes they just look like sausages. Like little fat sausages. And I don't want that either. You never know, do you? Oh, it just makes my mouth hurt even thinking about injections. Here's Kylie. Hold on to now.
Wait out in the way out, the stars keep on trying to shine. And there's a lonely heartbeat. Wondering why. Some moments of magic, some are only tripping the night. And every word we're hearing sounds like a goodbye.
The question today, what are you grateful for? Rogue has said, Rogue effects, our garden looks like a hurricane and an old rabbit hutch totally destroyed. Luckily our rabbits weren't in it. Thanks for playing Dead of Night, Michelle, which is Bridget says, I'm grateful to have crossed your path. Oh, thank you. And the Condriac. And Belinda says she's grateful to have survived the storm unscathed. She was worried for her boys as they were travelling very early by car. Lots of trees down where she is at the moment. She's down at, I'm going to forget the name of the place now, Burnham on Crouch. Lovely place. Have you never been there? Fantastic to go to Burnham on Crouch, maybe if you want to pop down for the afternoon or a weekend or something like that. It's really lovely. There's some amazing little shops and restaurants. It's right, it's sort of, once you're on the drive there, it's quite easy to get to, but it's lovely. Burnham on Crouch, they have a lot of things going on there, like music and art and all sorts of things, so it can get very, very busy, but there is some parking and stuff there, and you know, you should be fine. Burnham on Crouch, you've never been, it's gorgeous, and Belinda moved there a couple of years ago, and it's a lovely part of the world. Now here is Rogue effects and Sign of Crows. This is called It's the Dead of Night, and it's a first play.
Thank you. Does he wash up? Never wash up. Does he clean up? No, he never cleans up. Does he brush up? Never brushed up. He does nothing. The boy does nothing. Does he wash up? Never wash up. Does he clean up? No, he never cleans up. Does he brush up? Never brushed up. He does nothing. The boy does nothing. Hey, boy, how you been? I got a thousand lines. Where do I begin? And I've been here, been there, traveling. I saw you at the corner. My vibe kicked in. And two pills, I clocked you. Wearing tight jeans and real nice food. You were smiling like you were just 17. I asked you for a dance. You said yes, please. Take a sip of dancing juice. Everybody's on to you. To the left and to the right. Everybody hit the rhythm. It's on tonight. I'm gonna feel the beat within my soul. I need a man to take control. Let the melody blow you all away. Does he wash up? Never wash up. Does he clean up? No, he never cleans up. Does he brush up? Never brushed up. He does nothing. The boy does nothing. Wash up. Never wash up. Does he clean up? No, he never cleans up. Does he brush up? Never brushed up. He does nothing. The boy does nothing.
Radio for Brooklyn and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Science Brands Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 72932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
I've just seen something really awful, actually. I was just on Instagram doing a little post, and I've said, now you can see what your views are, because I find this really, really, really disturbing, okay? Really disturbing. There's a young kid, I don't think he must be about 8 or 9. Now, apparently, he's made fun of a child who's got cancer and hasn't got any hair. Now, that's all we know about the story, and his dad is shaving his little locks off, and the boy's crying. To me, I absolutely find it revolting. I saw a little bit of it, and then I was looking at the comments. I don't want that kind of thing on my. I don't want that kind of rubbish on my Instagram thread. So I'm gonna. I've made a comment, but I watched part of the video. But he's shaving off his son's hair, and the boy's crying. Now, number one, we don't really know the context. He could have been bullying somebody with who's got cancer, a young child with cancer. They've made one comment, but surely, I mean, you go about doing tough love, but the dad to film it, why would you do that? What parent would do something like that to cause trauma to a kid? I mean, really, all children do and say bad things. And as we grow up, we look for our parents to, you know, sometimes you can have children that just... You can't get control of. I mean, as in control, you can't discipline. There are children that parents find it very difficult to discipline. And other people, not so much, you know. I kind of knew what was right and wrong, but that's because you push the boundaries as a child, and you do things, and you say things, and you're taught that that's not what you do. So all kids might, you know, they might be joining in with a group of others, so you want to be part of that gang. You might be laughing or saying something nasty about somebody. We've all been there as the victim, and we've all done it as kids to try and fit in with other children. You know exactly what that's like. But to have a video up online where the father is shaving the young kid's locks and he's crying his eyes out because he took the mickey out of somebody with cancer. I mean, you, number one, you don't know whether this is the video was done and that's not the reason. He was just getting his hair cut off. Or that is the reason, and then the dad filmed it. So you never know quite, you know, as I said, with Instagram and stuff, when you get stuff that's a little bit, I'm not sure. So he was teaching his son a lesson. And you might say, well, it's tough love. Well, what about if the dad had taken the mickey out of somebody fat at work? What does he deserve? You know, he might have gone into work and he said something to somebody. He said, oh, yeah, she's a fat old bag. Ah. Oh. So what does he deserve to lose his job? And also, what really annoys me about this thing is it's filmed. Why would you film it and then put it across social media? So not only have you distressed your son and caused him trauma, oh, obviously he's never going to take the mickey out of anyone ever again, but that can just build up to a huge resentment in people in general. I mean, how is that decent parenting? I know we often say that we seem to be more lenient with young children nowadays, and I'm definitely not a parent, and I know it's a minefield bringing up a kid, and if you've got to discipline them, it's not a nice thing to do. But if you don't discipline children, they're like feral. They would do, you know, if you just thought about growing up on the streets, kid would do anything and say anything, and that's why you got discipline. But to do things like that where they're filming a child, I find that really... I was just posting up about the radio show, and it just happened to come up on my thread. And I'm like, who posts up images like that of a kid having their hair shaved off because he made fun of a kid with cancer? But the parent wanted to film it to show everybody that he was punishing his son. So we don't know the context, how many times he said it, whether he'd beaten somebody up at school, whether he was chatting with his friends, whatever. But that's the best way. You discipline your kid and you also make a video that therefore will be out there for the rest of time. What an awful, disgusting parent. That's awful. It's really annoyed me. That's done untold damage. I mean, you can say, well, the kid has got cancer, has got damage, and they'll be upset. Well, yes, they probably will be. But there's ways to deal with different things, and I don't think that's the way. That's it's horrible. 12:22. I'll try and cheer up now. It's really annoyed me. Here is the JoJo Man Band. I was mad back then. I'm mad now. Top my head and shout at passing buses, contemplate reality and how it was all worthy. Isolated in a world caught up in delusion, I was one with everything and this was my conclusion. Maybe it's all true.
things to pray is to not wish your life away. Knowing everything is fine, but you may also lose your mind. Maybe it's all true. Glad I've been through.
I've cheered up after listening to that song because it is the JoJo Man Band, and we're big fans here of the JoJo Man Band, especially on this show and on Bob's as well. We've got Scott Ross popping into the studio in a while as well. He's going to be here with 1, 2, 3. A great show to listen to, and he's always hilariously funny. Now, I'm doing a little bit of a new feature. What's that? I haven't sent my message. Oh, yeah. Yes, do you know what? Bridget's agreeing with me. You're right to be upset. It's heartbreaking. Kids are so sensitive. They are. I absolutely have to find. Yes, there's a whole. Yeah, exactly. On social media, the thing that happens is you're looking through all your friends' posts and people that follow you, and then suddenly, whether or not it's you get these images, and then they get stuck in your head. I've had a couple of horrific things I don't want to talk about on air that have come up on my feeds on Twitter and on Instagram. Don't want to see things that I just don't want to see that have appeared, and one of them I can't talk about it because it was too upsetting. But I don't want to see it. I don't want to see these things. And they do. And once they get into your head, and the even if you just see it and you go, I don't want to see that, the image has already gone into your mind, and it just makes me feel horrible. Don't like that at all. Yeah, I agree, Bridget. There's lots of things like that out there, isn't there? Yeah. Exactly. Right, now I've calmed down. I just saw the head of Scott Ross go past the window. It was attached to his body. It was attached to his body. So Scott Ross will be in the studio soon, so we can have a little chat with him. And hopefully he will make everybody feel wonderful and cheered up. So we play some more music. I think we should. And if Scott Ross is in the studio, well, we could only play this. We're so excited. He's coming up next at 1 o'clock through 2 or 3. He's very good, that's Scott Ross on your radio. He's so funny with his stories, a great music, a great chat. That is Scott Ross. Tune in from 1, 2, 3 for Scott Ross with 1, 2, 3.
Enough. the bar, they were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you sing a song. Next thing I knew, I'm walking over, came and tapped you on your shoulder, said, my dear, you know. Spent the night there at my place, that night became 100 days, and I shared all my deepest secrets with you. Soon enough, well, I found out you're something I can't live without, and every time I close my eyes, I miss you. And I know, I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, you fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well, waking up without you, sleeping by myself, alone in our room. All your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear into, you were wearing too. Now I can't even call or call you my friend. Oh, darling, it's strange, cause you and I are strangers all over. Hearts are missing, heads ablaze, the nights become a start to days, and I've been drinking just to get me through. It's funny how you love someone, and when it's over, said and done, it's almost like you never even knew. And I know, I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, yeah, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well, waking up without you, sleeping by myself, alone in our room, all your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear in two, you were wearing two. Now I can't even call. Now I know, I'll be waiting all my life for someone like you. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well, waking up without you, sleeping by myself, alone in our room, all your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear into, you my friend. Oh, darling, it's strange, cause you and I are strangers.
think that's great. Your performance there.
I know, fantastic. especially how I managed to get my legs up like that. But anyway.
Well, I'm off from the ceiling, particularly.
Do you know what? I have to tell you, I was at a party years and years and years ago, and there was a guy there they used to call Dad. Now, Dad was only about 40 or 38, yeah. But because we were all in our 20s, he was just nicknamed Dad. Right. Why he was hanging about with all us lot, I don't know. But one of the parties we had at my friend Vicky's, and her mum and dad had a beautiful house on Wingard Hole Lane with a swimming pool, and the parents, they were so generous. We used to go over there, drink out their bar. I mean, all the band was over there, and they had an area with a pool table and a bar and a machine, like a gambling machine. What are they called? A thing machine.
Yeah, I know.
I can't think of what they're called.
Pinball machine.
I can't think of what they're called. Yes.
Yeah, I know the thing, but I can't remember.
What they have in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
One of those. Which, when you won money out of it, you had to put it back, really, because it was their savings. Couldn't take it home. But anyway, they had a wonderful bar there, and that song, Dancing on the Ceiling.
One-Armed Bandit.
That's the thing, yeah. But it was electronic version, whatever they're called, anyway. I can't think of the name of them. So that song, Dancing on the Ceiling, Dad, who was like 38 at the time, we thought was ancient and past, well, he's dead, because we're all about 19, 20. Turned him upside down. We had a party there, and there was about six people holding him up, and they played that song, and there's a video somewhere of him with his feet on the ceiling dancing, absolutely drunk as a skunk, upside down.
Fantastic.
So, yes, back in the heady days of being at Vicky's house, we used to have, I mean, bless her parents. As kids, as young people, we didn't think to bring, I mean, we might have bought a bottle of wine, but then we would just drink bottles of vodka. So the parents would stock up this bar, which was amazing, Paul.
Yeah.
And then we'd just drink everything. There was, like, every other weekend we were over there having a party. It was like party centre. It was fantastic. Anyway, you are in the studio. Let's put on a little bit of... This is a bit of music for Mr. Scott Ross, and he has an incredible show today. It's so incredible, it's going to burn your ears.
Well, so what have we got today? We're going to be telling you about the bank robbers who managed to persuade the driver of the van that they'd just stolen to give them directions so they could find their way out of the 1-1 system and ease their way. And, of course, we also have news of the male strippers who turned up at a funeral. Can you just imagine that, eh?
No, well, I mean, people like to have something different.
Well, it certainly was different. That's right. So there you are. So we've got all that coming up, plus piles and piles of fantastic music between 1 and 3. Now, I just have to tell you one thing.
Yes.
I thought it was quite funny. Mm-hmm. Our cat quite often goes out the front door and sits there underneath my car, right?
Yeah.
And when she does this, she often wants to come in fairly soon afterwards. So, thinking that the cat wanted to come in, my wife opened the door and, looking at the cat under the car, went sort of whistling noises at the cat and said, "Okay, you coming in then?" The cat ignored her completely, but the bloke delivering the newspaper next door fled like... I love it.
Don't want to get on the wrong side of Liz, tell you that.
Absolutely. Mark Hugh, you know, I've just started dating a girl who identifies as a wheelie bin, but I can't remember if I'm taking her out on Wednesday or Thursday night. So there we are.
I tell you what, don't get me started on the bins. Things that really annoy me are the bins, okay? The bin collection, I don't know when they are. Thurrock Council change all the time. Then they're saying they're going to charge you for picking up the garden waste.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have new bins with food in it so that you and the rats outside can enjoy all that in the summer. I just don't... I mean, what is it ever going to end? Do you know what I mean? Just gets
we get loads of different bins.
I've got three at the moment. Three.
We've got three bins. One is for food waste, one is for garden waste, and one is for paper. And card.
Yeah.
But on top of that, we've got a whole load of different sacks. White sacks for throwing clothes away, black sacks for general rubbish, and pink sacks for other newspaper, etc. If you can work out what goes in one.
Do you know what I always think? I think they just do this to annoy you, and then they put it all at the same place.
They do. They shove it all. It's a bit like the post office. You've got quite a lot of places where you go, and you see, and it says on there, first class this one, second class here, or whatever, and then the bloke picks it up, shoves it. it all in the same bag.
Yes. So, yeah, you're probably like me with the bins. I mean, I do want to do my bit for recycling, and I do make sure that I sort out my cardboards, plastics, and stuff like that. But because of Christmas, it's all changed around. So now people are all confused about what days the bins are being picked up until it gets back into the normal thing. And where I live in particular, because people park selfishly, they can't sometimes get the truck down the road.
Yeah, yeah.
So therefore, they just leave. They don't pick it up.
Yeah.
And it's not their fault because they're right down the end of the road. That means they can't pick up all the bins that are there. And I always say thank you to the bin man. It's not the best job in the world.
No,
it's probably, you know, and you get a lot of flack because you're dealing with the general public who get very angry about bins for some. Well, I do as well. Parking bins and the post office all really annoy me.
We used to give the bin men, particularly the ones taking away all the food.
Yeah,
we used to give them a Christmas thing. But when they started throwing everything on the ground and not picking it up, etc., stopped doing it.
Yeah.
So there.
Yes, there we go. That's the end of that. Now, I've got a new feature on the show. You'd be pleased to know.
Right, go on,
Can you do me a quick voiceover, if I ask?
I'll do my best.
What I want you to do is do something spectacular, and all you need to say is...
be a first time for everything.
All you've got to say is, Michelle's classic track of the day.
Michelle's classic track of the day. There we are. I think I need to do that again. Here is Michelle's classic track of the day.
That you can book Scott Ross for your company, do. He does voiceovers.
Funerals.
So here we go. This is a little feature. It's called Michelle's classic track of the day. But if it's your classic track that I'm going to play tomorrow or the day after, I want you to come back to me with classic tracks that you love, and I will play them on the show. So today's the first one. It's going to be Michelle's classic track, and next and tomorrow over the next couple of days, we'll have the ones that you love. So you can get in contact with me at Eat My Brunch and let me know what is your classic track, and then we'll play it out. And you can also give me a little bit of info about the track if you want. So I'm going to play a classic track. This is the first one. It is Earth, Wind and Fire. I just absolutely love Earth, Wind and Fire. They're fantastic. And I love this song particularly, which is called Fantasy, because I love the lead vocals, harmonies and the brass in it as well. It's a beautiful production, and Earth, Wind and Fire are just an amazing band. Never got to see them live, and sadly now the lead vocalist is no longer with us. But
right.
Back in the day, just phenomenal. So here they are. This is Michelle's classic track. It's just been spoken. You just did the voiceover, didn't you? This is called Earth, Wind and Fire. I'm doing it wrong. Earth, Wind and Fire. And this track is called Fantasy. This is a terrible feature, and I'll never do it again. I am going to do it tomorrow, so
well, you better. You just told everybody.
I'm just going to try and get it good. And once we have your voiceover, it'd be awesome.
Every man has a place in his heart. City Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel before I hand over to the gorgeous hands of Scott Ross. Straight onto the roads, and let's have a look at Brook Street roundabouts. It's got here one lane closed due to a stalled vehicle in the A12 at the M25 junction 28 Brentwood Brook Street roundabout. Traffic, though, is coping well. A1023 busy as you head up towards the double roundabouts at Wilson's Corner. Heading down the M25 from Brentwood roundabout to Lakeside is clear. And up to the M11. Can't see any other problems on the roads at the moment, but Scott Ross will be having a look for you in the next hour. Oh, did you want to sing Land of Hope and Glory, did you say?
No, I don't think that's a very good idea.
They do that at the proms, though, don't they? Yeah, I only know the first bit.
Yeah, they do.
Hope and Glory.
Yeah, they do it at the proms, but I don't think it would be a very, very good idea if I tried to do it.
No, not really. It's, I don't know that, and also the other one I don't know is, what is the one? Would all acquaintance be
forgot? Well, that's old Lang Syne.
I used to do that at gigs. I'd done New Year's Eve gig, and I go, for all, and then hope everyone else would join in. I had no idea. There is a second verse, I believe, as well, which I've got no idea what that is. It's just one of those, because you don't really do it. Normally, when you're doing these things, the Christmas songs, you have to drag up the lyrics because you've got no idea.
Like the one time, you may remember, I don't know, you probably wouldn't, you'd be too young for this, but they always used to play the national anthem before you got out at the cinema.
Oh, but how old do you think I am? Blimey! That's 1940s, wasn't it?
No. They were still doing it well into the 60s and maybe the 70s.
Again, thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
I already said to you earlier that somebody messaged me about being my sugar daddy, and they'd have to be about 105. And as I said, nobody gives you anything for nothing. If I thought about it, because I thought, well, I've just had a boiler fitted, I was quite tempted to send it back and go, lovely to meet you too. You do look rather handsome. By the way, my boiler blew up at the weekend and it's just cost me over $3,000. Please send money. But there would be something you'd have to send in return. Obviously, it was one of those, what they try to do, these things. It's horrible because there are a lot of people out there desperate for money. And you just get some creepy people around. There's just some really weird, and also so many scammers.
Oh, I know.
Terrible. And you probably know as a guy. I get it as a girl, and you get it as a guy.
No, I just got a scam yesterday telling me that I'd won this huge prize from Sainsbury's.
Really?
And of course, it wasn't. It was a scam. You could tell that.
Oh.
The only problem is that when I tried to delete the email, delete.
Oh.
I don't know where it's gone, but it took me directly to the website.
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh, dear. It always goes wrong with you in some way, doesn't it?
I know. There you are.
It's always...
Technology and I really go hand in glove.
Hand in sock. People won't have think for that. What's your kind of favourite Frank Sinatra song? Have you got one you like?
Not especially.
Well, I think I'm going to play
some... You better go my way. It's the only one I can remember the
and
name
now
of.
The end is near. Well, I can't play that at the end of the show. I could do, because you're taking over next.
Yes.
Sorry. This is a build-up for Scott Ross's show.
Now,
thanks
the
for
end
listening.
Is nigh.
Now, the end is near. And Scott Ross is coming up next. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Stay tuned with this lovely song. I love Frank Sinatra, actually, taking us up to the news. And Scott Ross, have a great day.
I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, which I'm certain I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, more than I could chew. But it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved and laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man, what has he got, if not himself?
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.